Shillong time for a daily market wrap this Thursday, April 4, 2024. Asian stocks mostly gained on Thursday after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell reaffirmed expectations rates will still get cut this year. Investors also looking ahead to a key U.S. jobs report. Benchmarks rose from Australia to Japan, with the TOPIX index enjoying its best day in 2 weeks, although volume is light, with Hong Kong, China, and quake-hit Taiwan closed for a holiday. Here at home, the PSE index extended its slide ahead of March inflation data out on Friday morning, expected to show an uptick for a second month in a row.
A couple of days ago, we thought that the market was going to break out of that range, you know, when we broke above the 7,000 level. But unfortunately, the bulls couldn't follow through, and we experienced some selling and profit taking again. So we're back in the lower end of that range. But the behavior of the market in the last 2 days has been a little bit worrying, I think. I think we're kind of vulnerable to possibly break that 6,800 level. So we'll see.
I think it's a consolidation. If you notice, most of the companies turned in fairly respectable, in fact, very good full year 2023 results. And in fact, numbers are continuing to come out pretty much in positive territory for most companies. So that provides, you know, a fundamental basis for a lot of our listed firms.
What are you expecting to see? You know, 2023 earnings, the one we got recently, rearview mirror. But the Q1 earnings,
the numbers probably wouldn't be, you know, generally still on the upside. But maybe a more moderated upside, maybe, because we're coming from a higher base in 2023. You know? Unlike 2023 results, where we were coming from 2022's lower base.
In corporate stories, MRC Allied, which is into real estate, mining, and renewable energy, is set to buy the 31.2% ownership interest of Dolphin Fire Group in Rappler Holdings Corporation to become the digital news platform's largest stockholder. This will be done through a share swap scheme, where MRC will utilize either its available authorized capital stocks or subscribed capital stock as a consideration for the shares of Dolphin Fire Group. No price tag for the deal yet, pending third-party valuation assessment of the Rappler shares. Meanwhile, DMCI Holdings shareholders, listen up. The Consunhi-led firm has announced a regular cash dividend of 46 centavos per common share, with a special cash dividend of 26 centavos, translating to a total payout of 9.56 billion pesos. This represents 39% of the company's consolidated core income for 2023, higher than its committed payout ratio of 25%. This also represents a yield of around 5.9%. Still on DMCI Holdings, it confirms shutting down its 8-year-old 900 million peso steel fabrication plant in Calaca, Batangas, citing a prolonged decline in demand and unsustainable operational costs. It notes the closure will not materially affect the operational capacity of its construction business, since DMCI can reallocate its steel fabrication work to other units. In other news, Metro Retail Stores Group inaugurates its new 10-hectare distribution center in Santa Rosa, Laguna, marking an important milestone in its Luzon growth initiative for the next 5 years. The distribution center can handle up to 25,000 cases daily for both inbound and outbound processes, resulting in a maximum throughput of 1.5 million cases every month. This notable capacity effectively supports Mrs. G's extensive network of stores across Luzon and the Visayas. Metro Retail operates a total of 64 branches across Luzon and Visayas under the store formats Metro Supermarket, Metro Department Store, Super Metro Hypermarket, and Metro Value Mart. And finally, Rockwell Land has secured a 5 billion peso term loan facility of up to 10 years with BDO to fund its capex, land acquisitions, and other investments. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.